Everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another fantabulous episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
I'm Ebony.
And I am Tasha.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
What's everyone drinking?
I'm juggling balls.
Ooh. What kind of balls are you juggling?
Buzz balls, that is. Ooh. Buzz balls chillers. Ooh. I'm having the chocolate chiller. Choco chiller.
Oh, so you have a chocolate ball.
Chocolate balls.
Okay.
It's been a while since I had some in my mouth.
Ooh, okay. Ebony, what you got?
I am so breast can be tonight.
All right. Well, your smile is pretty. You're wearing a good smile.
It is.
It was a very pretty smile. I know. You
look like you appreciate it.
You look like you've been in the sun a little bit. You're looking a little light skinned.
It's the lighting.
Oh, okay.
I chose some good lighting today.
Yes.
You did. That forehead got that looked like it got some
highlight on. Yeah.
Right there. I almost look like I got dimples and shit on this thing.
I mean, that's a good lighting for you. That angle is great. I'm drinking me a little pink lemonade beat box.
Pink lemonade.
Cool.
Yup. Anyway, let's get into this cast update. So first of all, before we get into the cast update, I want to tell all of the people who have been writing in and giving us, or texting or whatever, giving us all these little topics and things, thank you. I said even though that some of them weren't great, we were still going to do them because you took the time to listen to the show. So we're going to do cast updates. I mean, they don't just have to be our updates. These are questions that you guys want to know about us. So today's is, it says, where on your bodies do you like to be touched?
Touch me all over.
Touch you all over?
Well, I can say probably right now where I don't like to be touched. Everywhere else I think is open. Two places I don't like to be touched. Everywhere else is probably pretty much open game. My booty hole is one. I don't like to be touched unless you want to touch it with your tongue.
That's touchable. Like your booty hole to be touched?
With a tongue?
I like my booty hole to be caressed.
I mean, when they try to get too, when you let them caress it, they might try to, and I don't want that. Mm. Don't try to slip me nothing. Slip me the tongue, other than that. I don't mind it, but it's not a favorite. I'll say that. But the tongue, I like that. I don't, right now, well, ever since I had my breast augmentation, I don't really like for my nipples to be touched because they're still adjusting to the sensitivity. You know, like, you may lose it, you may not. And so, like, my left boob is almost back to the normal sensitivity, but the right one is still, it's more painful than pleasure on the nipple.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's not a big, my nipples used to be very heightened sexual point of arousal, but not so much anymore. So, but I really like to be touched on my cootie cat to answer the question outright.
Mm-hmm.
Touch me there.
Okay.
Touch me there.
All right. What about you, Ebony?
I think I like to be touched on my thighs. I like to be caressed on my thighs and legs.
Okay. Personally, I like to be touched probably in like the back of my neck, behind my ear area. I like to be caressed in that area. It's not even that it's a huge turn on for me. It just makes me super duper calm and relaxed, like before sex. So, but I like the touch. But I too am a, you know, just go ahead and play with my pussy with your fingers type of girl. Like, I like being fingered. It's my favorite thing.
Touch me.
It's my favorite thing. But definitely just to be touched, like, you know, behind the ear and the neck. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I get that. That's that sensuality.
Yeah. I mean, and it just relaxes me and gets me all ready. Be like, ooh, yeah.
Get you ready.
Get me ready. So, guys, yesterday I've been going to the sex store a lot.
I had a message for you. I forgot to tell you.
Tell me.
I'll tell you about it after the show.
Oh, okay. It's not
something. Somebody just said that, let you know that, they coming for you. The monster is coming for you.
Somebody is and coming for me?
You can run, but you can't hide.
Is this somebody, the same somebody who we went to visit? Whatever. I'm not even worried about that somebody. Anyway. So I've been going to the little toy store. I've been hanging out with my sister, and my sister loves the sex toys and stuff. So we've been hitting the sex shops up like often. And so
yeah, I ain't even told nobody.
I mean, it's all the way by her house. I know you don't want to drive all the way by her house just to go to the sex store.
Well, I mean, either way I go, I have to go like to the ends of the earth because it ain't one local right here. It's okay. Either all the way south or all the way northwest. All
right. Well, we'll let you know the next time we go, because I'm pretty sure we're going to go within the next week. Yeah.
Me and Ebony used to live in them.
So this time I came home with, it's called the Vito Overdrive Plus, and it's a cock ring. It is, I'll show y'all. This is the box.
Okay, Vito, that's a little special. Hey, that's a special cock ring. That's not
yes.
what I expected to see.
Yes, it's It's a silicone. It stretches.
Okay, so he goes there. What's
yeah.
the other part do?
It stretches a lot.
That's what it is.
And then this part, this goes on his, this is the on button. And then this goes on the clit.
Right, okay.
And then everything else just, it just vibrates and
it's just there.
Yeah. And
nice.
It's super duper soft. I mean, it's really, really soft. It's really soft silicone. Haven't used it yet. Let you know about it soon. Give you a review
Please
on
do.
It soon. But it basically, I guess this is the second version of this, because the reviews for the first version was that the silicone was too hard and that it was just not very fulfilling. But the reviews for the second one is really great. So it has like 10 different speeds or different vibrations, I should say. And it's the way it's designed is so it can hit multiple erogenous zones at the same time. So it can go all the way to the top of the hood of the vagina, then to the clit. Like, it's made to hit several different erogenous zones and while also giving the vibrations to the penis as well. So, but it stretches pretty big. Like, I put it on like a bracelet. Like, it stretches. So
that looks like a good time.
Yeah, so I'll let y'all know. And it's rechargeable, and it's also waterproof. I don't know who's still having sex in fucking water, but if your dumbasses are still having sex in water, you can use the toy in the water. So that's my sex toy shopping event for this week. I didn't even tell y'all about the other one. I just posted it.
Oh, what you buy last time?
You can tell your story. I'll go grab it.
Post. Oh, I was just, shit. What the fuck was I going to say? I don't even know.
I don't
what
know.
What was I
going to
say?
I don't know.
Oh, I was just going to say.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, my next purchase, I think, will be, you know, over here at Craig's Emporium, they have crystal quartz.
Oh, dildos. Yes. Yes, they do. They do.
And yoni eggs and stuff. So yes. I think I might invest in one of those.
Yes. And I have just a regular glass dildo.
I do too.
And yeah, it's really nice.
It's the best one I've ever had.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Glass, I think, is one of the best ones.
Yeah. It's really nice. So last week I bought, I don't know what this is called, but this is what I bought last week.
It looked like a damn bird. What the hell?
It's you just put it on your fingers, a little self stimulator.
Cute.
So this thing.
Oh, that is cute.
So this has
I
been,
need one of those.
This people. Has been used. And this thing is
I'm
the
sure.
best for, like, if he's hitting it from the back and you put this on the front. And it's perfect because it fits in between your fingers. It's amazing. This thing is amazing.
It looks like fun.
I don't know the name of it. Actually, I can find the name of it because I did post. I posted it on Instagram, on our Instagram page, but I didn't talk about it at all. This bitch
is
over here dying.
I'm sorry.
Are you dying?
I was, but I also had a question, and I think that's what made me choke because I was trying to get my question out.
Okay.
But I was going to say, is it prudish of me? Because I feel like I'm pretty kinky and open to most things. The only thing that I'm really not into is anal sex. But outside of that, but I've never, I don't know. I don't use toys during sex with my partner, with a partner. I just think, I don't know. It's always been kind of weird to me.
Let me
retract. Not weird, because no judgment like that. I guess my thing is I've never been real comfortable with it or with a person to use it because I've always been like, in my mind, that's my, toys are for self-pleasure, you know what I'm saying? So that's just where my mind has always been. I think I would be open to it, but I'd have to get out of the uncomfortable, the weirdness. It's almost like trying to do a striptease. Like, I would just feel goofy and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I'm not really a prude. I don't think it's like, oh my God, no. But I'm just like, yeah, it just ain't never really been a thing. Never really tried.
So you would be weirded out by the striptease?
For me, like, first of all, I don't even feel like I won't even get on a regular ass dance floor if I ain't tipsy. I won't dance nowhere if I'm not tipsy. You receive, I gave you a little bit Friday, but I was like, I need to get to the bar. Because I just don't feel like I got no rhythm. And I do, but I just don't feel like I do. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I just don't feel comfortable within my rhythm.
You need a little liquid courage.
If I
courage.
Ain't tipsy.
Little
I need the
courage.
Liquid courage.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I think maybe it's the same thing. But honey, even liquored up, I think I've tried it. Now I put on some lingerie and I walk around. But trying to do a little something, I don't know. I just feel goofy. But I've been thinking about taking, you know, those little classes because it's for strengthening too, for mm-hmm. workout. So I've been thinking about, like, joining one of them little pole classes or something, and maybe that'll boost my confidence. But
well, I don't think you're.
It's not really prudish.
Yeah, I don't think you're a prude.
It's just
I mean,
something
it's
I've
just,
never really done.
Well, and it's not something that I've. Well, I'm gonna have to take that back. I've played with toys in or objects or things, even food, since my first marriage. So it's something that I've always done. I'm pretty comfortable with it. I don't think it's weird that you don't. But like my partners now, the both of them, they like, one of them is like heavy on the toys. And then the other one is like, you know, yeah, we can play with that.
I mean, I'm assuming that because you bought the cock ring.
Yes.
So that's, you know, I know you didn't buy it for you. So
I mean,
is it going to be a community cock ring?
No. I would never use a toy. One has all his toys at his house, and then I'm building the other one's toys for his house.
Okay, I'm just asking. I feel like that was a fair question.
Because we've had community toy boxes on the show before. Your ex-husband, he got a community rose.
Oh, yeah, he does. He does.
So I was like,
I was thinking, I'm like, who? But I forgot. Yep, you're right.
I had a cock ring now. I even hosted a couple of parties back in the day. But I used to go to them because I used to like especially for birthdays, have like a sex toy party at the house before, have the girls over, get drunk, play games, and then go out. But I purchased a few toys over the years, and this motherfucker like never ever got used. I just actually gave a homeboy a swing that I bought, had it for like 10 years, never used it. An over the door swing. It was before we had love, before I met you. I literally just gave it to him right before I met you. Cleaned up, bagged it up, took it over there to him. So, but it was an over the door swing, and I just had it for years. I even introduced it to a couple of my fuckers, but we just never got around to using it. So I was like, you could probably get some use out of this. Then I had a cock ring.
From Mark Swing? Is that who?
No, because Mark builds them. No, this was just like a over, you throw it over the door, close the door, and it got the thing that'll hold it, you know.
Oh, okay.
And then it was like a harness.
Oh, okay.
Arm and leg harness. It was kind of, you know, not a high end, like not like a swing leather, not like those. Just a little, you know, harness type swing. But
Toxic, I gave that to him. She used to deliver cock rings to people's jobs.
That was a cock pump, ma'am. It was a cock pump. Oh. There's a difference. There's a difference. A cock ring wouldn't have been as embarrassing.
Facts.
A cock pump laid a punch.
That was a penis pump. That's your
butt. You met him. That visit we just spoke of,
yes.
The guy that walked in, and you was like, who is that?
Yes.
That's who I delivered the cock ring, the cock pump to his
child. Okay.
Oh, funny. Good times.
Yeah,
good
but
times.
I do not, I don't think that you're a prude because you don't do it. I think it's just all about your comfort level. Like, I also like to role play. So being a stripper would be a part of role playing or something like that. So
I'm actually open. I'm open to role playing, and I'm open to doing, I used to be like, yeah, no, toys is for me. That's when I was like in my 20s, you know, maybe my early 30s. But now I'm open to it. It's just hasn't taken place.
I agree. I don't feel comfortable. Well, I feel comfortable. My husband was like, he's so uncomfortable because first off, I can't dance. And so I was trying to dance with him the other day and he was like, please.
Don't. Just lay please down. Stop. Please. Just lay down and take this like, dick.
Hey, please go get in the shower. What was you about to do? Please. But I was like, I'm trying to dance for you. And I was like, he was like, babe, you're so sweet, but don't.
I have on my old laptop, like I did a photo shoot for Birmingham in his jersey, right? And then on one of the songs, I did a striptease. So there's a video on there of me doing the striptease, and I like email all that shit to him, so he have all the shit. And there's like a video of me masturbating. There's like, he got like all that shit. But it was like a Valentine's little thing I put together for him. But I look at that shit and I just be cracking up like, oh Lord. Then I like tried to adjust the thing because I did it with my laptop. So I tried to adjust it and it was like, it was all WD-40. It was so awful. But anyway.
Funny.
All right. So this toy is called the Yumi.
Uni?
Yumi. Y-U-M-I.
Yumi.
Yeah.
I like the Yumi. I might try the Yumi.
Yeah.
It looks like a little bird.
It's super soft, too. And this little thing, it's soft. I like it. I like it a lot. It's my favorite toy. It's now my traveling toy that I take with me when I go to work and everything now.
Yeah, especially how you describe how to use it, too.
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah, you can just be sitting at your desk like...
Yeah, I mean, it just... It slides.
That's why I said April named one of them.
It just slides like... It's so cool. I like it. All right, so anyway... Let's see... Tasha, what you got for... Oh, can Tasha get some music?
Yes. My music last week was good.
Hell no.
I'm not bringing it.
Please no.
I'm not bringing back Rochelle, whoever that was singing. She's not coming back today.
Thank you. Thank you for giving her the week off.
What you doing?
My throat. Fuck a fact.
Okay.
If I can talk, so I'm just stuck in my throat. Shit.
Probably some of that chocolate ball hair.
I wish it was some ball hair.
Okay.
Can sex be life-saving?
I'm going to say absolutely true. Yes.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
It can also be breathtaking.
That it can be.
That wasn't the question, because the answer to that
y'all
is definitely fact.
Y'all going to make me call somebody? Well, to be honest, it is actually fuck and fact. Let me explain. Although it might not pertain to you, per se, however, if a female ferret does not have sex during heat, she could die.
They stink. They stink anyway.
So, yeah. So for all you whore-ass ferrets out there, fuck while you're in heat.
Wow.
Or you're gonna be 6 feet.
I wonder why that is. Does it tell you like does it tell you why they what happens to their body that makes them almost die?
It didn't go into detail, but you know, while we continue to talk, I'll look that up.
Yeah, because I'm very curious to know like what the fuck happened that's so intense with you needing the sex that you just end up dying from it.
It could be because, you know, ferrets are so fucking compact, first of all. They're so small. And, you know, like, maybe when they're in heat, their body does something crazy. That's what we need to know.
They're not compact. They're
long, but they're
not compact.
They're little.
No. I don't know what kind of ferret you've seen. The baby ferret?
They look like little
rats. One that's compact like this.
I've never seen
they
one.
They look like little rats.
Though they don't look like rats. They're big. They're big.
They're bigger, but they look like little rats. Fuzzy brown rats.
They stink. They stink.
Like everything else.
All right, well, while Tasha looks that up for us, I'm about to tell y'all about this kink. All right.
Oh, God.
Yes, I've been watching videos and I listened to Horrible Decisions. They did the top 25 like worst fetishes ever or nastiest fetishes ever, something like that. We already had covered about half of them, so I was like, we already did that. But I love Horrible Decisions anyway. Anyway, they have great topics on their show. Anyway, so the name of this kink is called Avis Demi.
Avis what?
Avis sodomy.
Okay. Avis A vasodomy.
Like somebody got a motherfucking vasodomy.
No. So it's something about sodomizing. It's something about sodomizing for sure.
Yeah.
I gotta figure what that Avis part is. The Avis part is probably
that little piece of meat right between the booty.
No, I'm saying something with the object. It's an object. Like a wrench.
An Allen wrench.
A screwdriver. No, that would be tool side of me. I'm doing my own joke. Avis sodomy. Well, I'm going to say with the remote control.
Ass sodomy. They want the ass sodomy in the remote
control.
A remote control. Okay, and what's yours, Tasha? All right.
They want to be sodomizing.
A ruler, something like, it's a ruler and some type of object, a lamp,
a bedpost.
All right. Are y'all ready for the answer?
Yes.
Avasodomy is a term that is used for having sex with birds.
I'm dead.
How do
you have sex with a bird?
These are large birds. These aren't small birds. These are people that like to have sex with the starting with the size of the chicken. Chicken.
What they doing? Declawing them? Because I know them chickens are scratching the shit out of them people.
Chickens are the most popular choice for this kink and fetish. They're the most popular choice.
Unless it comes from the Prince House, though. That's nasty.
Yeah.
Them probably the motherfuckers that get dated to the most.
how dare you?
I had some of them.
Go to the corner, bitch.
I had some of them fucked chickens yesterday.
So, the creator of The Hustler. Admitted in an interview that he lost his virginity to a chicken when he was 9 years old.
What? Can you lose your virginity to a chicken?
Apparently so. He came in the chicken's ass. Who came first? The hustler or the chicken? Shit.
That is hilarious. That is so odd.
Yes. So, yeah, they basically just have sex with the available hole, which is mostly the rectal hole of a large bird.
That is so disturbing.
They are some weird groups of people.
Ooh.
And when I say they and them, I'm not talking about the LGBTQ community. Y'all know exactly who I'm talking about when I say they and them.
They match your shirt, and they like and Shari, where she liked to be touched. That's what I call them.
He was crazy.
It took Ebony a minute. She used
to know I'm slow.
You usually the quick one.
Oh my god.
But absolutely, y'all. Wish y'all could see this video because y'all might have to see the video just for that.
Yeah, see my.
Oh, that's pretty. Oh, you a fancy smoking bitch.
Oh, you fancy.
Oh, bougie bitch.
Fancy logo.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's Avis sodomy. That is the name.
Avis sodomy. Send that to me in a text message, just Avis sodomy.
Mm-hmm.
So I can post that and say who wants to participate in Avis sodomy.
I got you.
I'm gonna see who nasty fuckers.
All right, so our topic for tonight, and this is, I think last week's episode sparked a biblical conversations for us. Well, this one last week was the week before last, but yeah. First of all, several people, I've been on to several different little events in the past week, and everyone has played that episode, and every single person, we've had a discussion afterwards about why Mary being a virgin is a figure of speech. And and Jerome, Mary's oldest son.
Mary's oldest son. Exactly.
Yeah.
What happened? Say that again. Sorry.
I said that I've been to several little events this week, and that's been the episode that everyone has talked about. We actually re-listened to it the other day with a group of people, because everybody just thinks that, you know, Jesus' oldest brother.
And listen, I will say, if I introduce the podcast to new people, I direct them to that episode first. I say, listen to that one.
But you have to wait. You have to listen all the way to the end, because the end of the episode is when you find out that you already find out that his name is Jerome, but then you find out how Jerome is related to Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And that Jerome's daddy is black, and Jesus' daddy is Hispanic. And everybody just died laughing, just crazy laughing. So that sparked a biblical question.
I forgot all about that.
Yes, that sparked a biblical question. It says, are sexual fantasies the same as having an affair? Let me read that again, because fucking coughing over here. Are sexual fantasies the same as having an affair?
Our sexual fantasies. Ooh.
Same as having an affair?
Yes. Do you want me to give you some?
Are you living out your fantasies?
No, let me give you a little.
An example?
No, just a little something where the question came from. Okay, so you know, anytime that you have like a lustful thought or something like that, that's considered, while you're married, those things are considered you're having an affair. So that's kind of where the question stems from.
Yeah, because I've always said, if you're doing anything that you would not approve of your mate doing, then you're cheating. Anything you got to do that you're going to hide, you cheat. So, but is it considered an affair? I mean, affair is such a strong term. So, I mean,
that is very like, yeah, I mean,
a thought, an affair, like that's just kind of, it's kind of extreme. But
I guess if you're talking, okay, let's say this, if you're talking to the person that you're
having the fantasies about,
I would say that it's probably an affair of the heart, I guess, if
it's
you will.
It's an affair. It's an emotional affair, if nothing.
An emotional affair.
You haven't even acted it out yet.
And, right, you haven't actually.
And I think it really just depends on how your relationship is set up. Like, what boundaries have you set up within your relationship? What is that dynamic? Because that's different for everybody, you know? We sometimes put limitations and expectations on relationships, so we don't even necessarily realize that we're doing that, but we put expectations on relationships that they don't even know they have on them. You know, we project our shit onto people they don't even know that they have to live up to this. So it just really depends on, like, what that relationship is. Like,
yeah.
So personally, I don't think that the I don't think it's an affair, but if you are looking at it at the biblical stance, it is definitely an affair. But personally, I don't. I mean, everyone doesn't get to live out their fantasies. You know, we all have them. And when we
do
get to,
yeah,
but when we do get to actually live those fantasies and stuff like that, they are very, very fulfilling. So, I mean, I personally think that, like, you should try to go live out them sexual fantasies. You should try it. But, I mean, if it's going to...
Because hoe is life.
Yeah, because hoe is life. But if it's definitely going to, you know, screw up your relationship, don't do it. But I don't think it's a fair, personally. But if, you know, the biblical standpoint, I think that it...
It can't screw up your relationship because a motherfucker don't know what you're thinking about unless you tell them what the fuck you're thinking about. A fantasy is in your head unless you go and live it out.
Right.
So a motherfucker don't know what you're fantasizing about unless you blurt that shit out in your dreams or something. Unless you call this, you talking in your sleep, you know. So... Motherfucker, that can't ruin your relationship unless you allow.
There are some people who fantasize about things so much and that it seems real to them. That shit can be dangerous.
Well, that can be dangerous, but that sounds like some mental. That sounds like they need to talk to somebody type shit.
I mean, isn't that kind of how stalkers? They fantasize about being with someone, so...
They need to talk to somebody. Yeah, that's the issue.
Yeah, I think that if you're blurting out, I'm having fantasies about Jack at work, then it's a problem. And it's going to be a problem for that person because they're going to be like, not liking Jack at work because Jack is with you more than probably they are. So, and it's going to be a problem. And I really think that it'll be a problem for those really, those hard Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Those hard Bible thumpers. Mm-hmm. But I think for just the average person that really thinks things through, not to say that they don't, but I don't think that would be an issue unless they're actually, like, acting out those fantasies in real time.
All right.
So, no, I don't think it's an affair.
Okay, fair enough. This bitch over here. This bitch having a whole...
She's staging her area so she can stop coughing.
She having a whole rave in her own living room. Anyway, all right, let's get some... Say my motherfucking name.
Thank you. I always love my music. Okay, so this one is called Red Rum.
Red Rum. Red Rum.
Yeah. So he fingered me during my period. Sucking on his fingers after he fingered me while I was on my period. When I told my closest friends, they gave me the most disgusted looks. Should I feel some type of way about this? Signed, Red Room.
Should she feel some type of way that what he did or that the friends talked about her?
Yeah, that the friends were like, you nasty. I'm sure they was like, you nasty, bitch.
So what he do, he fingered her and then he licked it or something? I missed it. Oh, yeah. No, that just means she ain't gonna be able to get rid of
it.
They probably like, bitch, be scared because that nigga gonna stalk you for the rest of your life. Probably what they were saying.
They
know what I know.
At least 14 years. Just be careful.
I mean, she's basically dating someone who is a menophiliac, so they like menstrual blood, clearly. She's definitely dating him. I mean, if she likes him, if she, fuck what her friends think.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, but fuck what your friends think. Just know that that situation go two ways. They're either going to stop liking you altogether, or they will stalk you for a long time. That
is crazy, and he trying to let you know, bitch, if you leave me, I'll eat the rest of your shit. That's what.
Yeah, those things go two ways.
I'm just saying, like, you know, I don't want to yuck anyone's yum, because if you still kissing him and engaging with him afterwards, I mean, it's your blood. Personally, I wouldn't do it, but, you know, if you like it and he loves it, fuck your friends, shit. The next time your friends come over, have him make some pizza dough with those hands and be like, yeah, I made that dough. Serve them some little pizza with those hands, honey. Shoot. I don't know what to tell you.
I just think that, you know what? You just have to live for you.
Yes.
Don't let other people determine what is your happiness. If he wants to stick his fingers in your asshole and lick him after that, that's y'all business. Really. Now, I probably wouldn't share anything else with my friends, or else they might disown your punk ass. But.
Yeah, I'm never drinking after her. It can't never be no, taste this. No, I'm good.
Right. You can never bring me to based on her finger, could she?
No. No, not at all.
Bitch.
Yeah, I think sometimes just go for it, Red Rum. I mean, shit, just if you're having fun and you like the way you taste and he likes the way you taste, fuck it.
Red Rum.
Live a little.
Red Rum.
I mean, menstrual blood smells like a penny. So I guess it would be like the equivalent of having pennies in your mouth.
He says you got that copper pussy.
He might
got that copper pussy.
Yeah, he might like your copper. Shit. Fuck your friends. Shit. Fuck their asses.
Tastes like pennies from heaven.
Are they probably single? Your friend's single probably.
Right.
Hating assholes.
Yeah.
All right, so
or they married, I found out and about these. They licking on them or sucking their fingers without blood on them. So, whatever. Fuck them hoes.
Fuck them hoes.
I got one. I got a finger licker like that, but not. I don't have a period, but I got a finger licker.
A finger licker is one thing, but blood is a different
thing. I'm just saying that thing. He just dipping in there and just. And walk off.
I had a motherfucker that wanted to ask my boyfriend if he would stick his finger in me and stick it in their mouth. And it was a chick.
Mm.
And I was like, absolutely not.
That's sexy as fuck. I would have been like, fuck yes.
Well, it was somebody very close to me that I didn't want that with. It would have been weird as fuck. So, no thank you.
Oh my gosh.
What happened?
I need somebody to do that. That sounds sexy as fuck.
It would have been with the right character.
I cannot wait until I get another girlfriend. No. I'm definitely going to do that.
I miss all of that. Something about the friend was too close.
That's fine that you missed it because you asked too many questions.
Yeah,
we can discuss it off air.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to definitely... stick my finger in her pussy and then put it in his mouth. I'm definitely going to do that.
What happened?
Soon as I find you. Girlfriend, find wherever you are, girlfriend. Definitely.
Just know that it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Yes.
Jazz fingers.
Yes.
How funny.
All right. So, Ebony, you done with that? You done with her?
Yeah, I'm done with her. I mean, bitch, just enjoy your life, hell. Fuck your friends. And fuck the shit out of him. Let him.
Sit on his face every time you on your period from now on.
That's what I'm saying. But no, that you probably gonna get stalked. If he's still talking to you after that.
Hopefully he's not.
You're a stalker. He's going to stalk you for about 15 years. And I'm telling you what I know from experience. From experience.
Hopefully he don't chop her up.
I mean, but it's just free. It's fake. This is the days and times we live in.
Jeffrey Dahmer, your ass.
Those are the times we're living in. Just be careful. Okay? Okay. Share your location with your friends if you're able to, so they'll know where you at all the times.
Them hating ass hoes. Don't share your location with them hating ass hoes.
Not with them hating ass hoes.
Share your location at 912-434-1414. Oh, we don't have that line.
That number don't work. They still gonna be lost.
Location, I don't know. The email address.
Okay. Now, motherfucking 11. That's
what
you need to share your location.
Share your location with 911, bitch, because we can't help you. And neither will your friends.
Yeah, your friends ain't your friends.
I have this on the female, the estrogen.
The ferret. Okay, cool.
So, if she doesn't mate, she secretes high levels of estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
And this hormone stays in her blood levels, and for a prolonged period of time, it progresses to depression and the bone marrow, and it causes severe anemia,
mm-hmm.
which is fatal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be depressed and I don't have sex, and I think my blood pressure and my anemia be up.
Anemia?
Okay, I get it.
Your anemia.
My anemia.
It says it's not like she needs to get pregnant. She just needs the act of mating. So that helps.
That's what I need.
Yeah.
I knew you was part ferret. I knew you were different.
Look at my hair. It is.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Thank you for researching that, because I just didn't understand.
Thank you.
How you just going to die from sex. No sex, I mean.
Not having.
Try it sometime to see how long you survive.
I mean, the longest I've ever been without sex is like 13 months.
Sure.
What you
just
mean?
Like you're not sucking, just like you're not sucking dick before marriage. But we ain't gonna go there because it's time to close the show.
That's not what I said.
I don't know what you said, but we ain't even listening to more. We don't even listen to your truths anymore. We don't listen to your truths no more. Okay, look.
Shut up, humming hoe.
Bitch, I was trying to shut her up for you, so you know what happened to you, goddamn right.
Okay, y'all, let's close this show. All right, you can follow Naturally Unbothered at IG, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. You can leave us a message. No, you can't. We don't have that line no more. Leave us a message on the email address that I just gave you two times, okay? We welcome the feedback, the comments, the show ideas, and evidence. You absolutely know how I adore your advice requests, so keep them coming. Okay, so you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, iHeartRadio, Audible, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. That's where you can find us. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and leave a review, and hit the select the notification button on YouTube so that you know every time an episode drops. Looking for Naturally Unbothered merch. If you're looking for Naturally Unbothered merch, hit www.naturallyunbothered.com. That's www.naturallyunbothered.com and click the merch link.
Merch.
I need you to tell your whole ass friends to tell their whole ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered. Hey, before we close this show, I just wanted to give a shout out to Keisha Cole. You know, her mom passed.
Frankie. I love Frankie.
And I'm just, you know, I know she's all torn up about that, so.
Yeah, that is really sad. That's really sad. And I want to do a public service announcement, too, when you're done with your Frankie show.
I'm done.
Is it about addiction?
Okay. No, it's about motherfucking TikTok. I'm sick of TikTok, and I'm sick of all these fucking stupid-ass challenges. Because people are dying. And I looked up some shit today, and there's another 12-year-old kid that is fighting for his life from doing that same dumbass blackout challenge. That shit is stupid. I don't understand why somebody thinks that they can take themselves to the edge of death and come back. It's really like, choke yourself out until you pass out. That's until you fucking die. The shit is stupid, and whoever's responsible for the shit needs to be brought to motherfucking justice, because kids are dying from this shit.
I agree.
I digress.
Yeah, so kids, parents, monitor your children and see what they're doing on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? And so we just want to give a shout out to that boy's family, and all the families that are going through those type of things. And so Keisha Cole, you know, if you want to come to our podcast and, you know, talk about your failed marriages and all that kind of stuff, and Frankie, we appreciate it. We love you, and thank y'all. Good night.
This is the reason why we can't get a sponsor. She would never come on the show after this. You are so fucking ridiculous. You are the most ridiculous.
Well, shit. If she come out here and be anything like she was on that motherfucking Versus, we don't want the motherfucker out here no way. So,
on that note, y'all, it has been another crazy episode.
Shit was trash. If Sanya was the... You will
be double last.
Good night.
Until next time, y'all. Peace out.